It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. The Red Sox face off against the St. Louis Cardinals tonight in Game 6 of the World Series. The game could be decisive. If the Sox win it, they'll leave the field World Series champions for the third time in just 10 years. Across New England, many fans are anxiously awaiting tonight's game, not least among them Rhode Island Public Radio's political team, Ian Donis and Scott McKay. So we asked Ian and Scott to take a moment and bring their sharp analysis from the field on Smith Hill to the grass at Fenway Park. Good morning, Scott and Ian.
Hello, Elizabeth. Good morning. Go Sox.
So this could be a big night for the Sox. What does the team need to do to win this game?
Well, I think momentum favors them after they took 2 of 3 on the enemy territory of St. Louis. They're going to be a stronger team by being able to use the designated hitter, where the position normally held by David Ortiz, get Mike Napoli back in the lineup at first base. Of course, the Cardinals have a very strong starting pitcher going tonight, but I think the Red Sox have to feel pretty good. The Cardinals are a very good team. They're very evenly balanced. St. Louis played poorly in the first game, but other than that, it's been a very close, hard-fought, and fascinating series.
I think the big thing I'm going to be watching is John Lackey, the Red Sox pitcher. The Red Sox pitching wins World Series. Everyone knows that in the postseason, and I think really he has to come up with a strong performance tonight. And if he does, I think I'm cautiously optimistic.
Very true. Now, Scott, tonight's game marks a return to Fenway Park after 3 games in St. Louis. What are the psychological factors that come into play in a game like this?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of history here at Fenway. It's the oldest park in baseball. We all know this in New England. It's been 95 years. Babe Ruth was on the team the last time the Boston Red Sox clinched a World Series victory at Fenway Park. So certainly for the fans and the players, there is historical import here. I also think this team is so interesting this year because everybody, a different player almost every night has stepped up.
And most teams play a lot better at home. The Red Sox are no exception. There is the historic Game 6 from the 1975 World Series where Carlton Fisk hit his walk-off home run, although, of course, we expect the outcome of this series to be different from 75 when the Sox lost to the Cincinnati Reds.
And Ian, looking at this series so far, I mean, there have been some really great moments, but there have also been some hiccups for the Sox. They've had some errors on the field. They've struggled against some of the Cardinals' pitching, especially ace Michael Wacha on the mound tonight. So, Ian, what are the chances that Boston will be able to beat this pitcher tonight?
Well, I think we're cautiously optimistic. As Scott said, John Lackey has been very effective in the latter part of the season, and he showed that he could be the equal of St. Louis's best pitching. Both teams have had some defensive lapses. You see that happen even with good teams in the World Series. That happened with the Red Sox when they played the Cardinals in 2004. So far, they've been able to overcome that. Both teams played a very clean game when the Red Sox took the 3-2 game advantage.
And the Sox have had David Ortiz step up in the dugout a little bit and kind of calm players down. They've also had some help from a young player who's actually been in Pawtucket. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's been very exciting to see the emergence of Xander Bogaerts, who's from Aruba and who's been a highly touted prospect for many years. He's 21 years old. He's shown a lot of poise in not getting ruffled during his at-bats. He's shown a lot of discipline in not swinging at pitches outside the strike zone. He's played solidly in the field, and he's someone who Red Sox fans can be very excited about for years to come. Years ago, the Red Sox traded away Hanley Ramirez to get Josh Beckett and Mike Lowell, who played big in the 2007 World Series championship. But I think Xander Bogaerts is going to look good in a Red Sox uniform for years to come.
And you know, Big Poppy, as we call David Ortiz, this season he has been the emotional leader in the clubhouse and on the field. His numbers are incredible for this World Series. He's hitting .733 with 2 homers, 2 doubles, and 6 runs batted in. He's the only player left from the 2004 Red Sox team that won the World Series and broke the 86-year curse of the Bambino, as it was known. And he's just a loose guy. The other night after the game, he just said, "I was born to do this." He's just having a good time, a 38-year-old guy playing a little boy's game and enjoying every single minute.
It would be nice to see, though, Scott and Ian, some more production from the Red Sox on the offensive end, especially tonight, and that's going to be tough with such a good pitcher. But at this point in the season, how much do physical factors come into play for the players?
Well, just to go back to something that Scott said a little earlier, I mean, I think this really has been a team effort throughout the season and even now. I mean, there are times when you have unsung heroes stepping up like Johnny Gomes. You've had Stephen Drew, who's been having a really tough time at the bat, nonetheless playing a very strong defensive game. But I think at this time, you know, there's a certain amount of adrenaline that kicks in, and I'm hoping for Red Sox in six.
You know, I really agree, and I think one thing you have to understand about baseball is it's a long season, and these folks have been playing an extra month after the 162-game season. Here we are at the sixth game of the World Series. Everyone's fatigued. Everyone has these minor nagging injuries and muscle aches. That's balanced by the fact that there is no tomorrow. And these folks know they have months and months between now and the middle of February to recover from whatever ails them. And they really want to win. They do not want to lose. When you get up 3-2 and you're coming home, I think Ian's right. The adrenaline's going to take over. I do think that the Red Sox are going to leave everything on the field. And I think that's what you're going to see tonight. And that's why I actually am fairly optimistic.
Now, Scott, I notice you're wearing your Red Sox tie right now. Any predictions for how this series is going to end?
I'm hoping that it ends tonight because Game 7 is always precarious. You never know what's going to happen. You know, the Red Sox have taken us, as we know over the years, us longtime New England Red Sox fans, they were known for taking us to the mountain of victory and then dumping us into the valley of defeat in 1967, 1975, 1986. These World Series, two of those, 67 and 75, went to seven games and we lost. And then, of course, there was the famous Buckner game in 86. So if we can win tonight, that would really, really have a deep sigh of relief for all of Red Sox Nation.
Ian Donis, you're also a battle-tested Red Sox fan. How about your predictions?
Yeah, I say Red Sox in six. Fortunately, with the checkered history of the Red Sox, that's kind of been left in the past with the new ownership group that came in about 10 years ago. And I think you have to give a lot of credit to two people who are a little less sung. Ben Cherington, the general manager of the Red Sox, who put together a very deep bench that's been critical in the Red Sox success this year. He's not been the rock star that Theo Epstein was, but nonetheless a crucial person. And John Farrell, who's just been very steady in leading the team, and I'm cautiously optimistic for a win tonight in Game 6.
Well, Ian Donis and Scott McKay, enjoy the game tonight.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Elizabeth.